So moved. Carry the roll to the regular meeting, and are we recording?
Yep.
We are, okay. Any public comment on the agenda items? No? Okay. Motion to accept.
Frank, would you want to specify what road we really were going to?
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. What number is that, Jackie?
It is 102.
102. 2025-102, we're going to modify Claremont Drive to Bay Wynn. Right, Mike?
Correct. Bay Wynn, okay. Off of 550. Yeah, to the cul-de-sac.
Okay. With that, may we please have a motion for the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernard Salen.
Yes.
Mr. Germanio.
Yes.
Mr. Cox.
Yes.
And on to the regular meeting, ordinance 2025-04.
And also, these ordinances for opening the public hearing, and then the motion will be to continue it to the July 8th meeting to satisfy noticing requirements.
So are we going to do any of this tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Because somebody could have feasibly come to this meeting and wanted to talk about the ordinances.
Sure. When Jeff does this, he normally read the top part? Or no?
Yeah, just the title.
Just the title.
Yeah.
Okay. This is public hearing on ordinance 2025-04. Ordinance from the Township of Dennis, County of Cape May, and State of New Jersey, under definitions, fences, walls, signs, conditional uses, as recommended, the master plan, re-exam report.
And as a little footnote, all these four ordinances are implementing recommendations that were from the master plan re-exam.
From the planning board.
Yeah.
May we please have a motion to open a hearing for public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-04, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. No? May I have a motion to continue? We're going to continue the public hearing. Jackie, is that it?
Yep.
To July 8th to satisfy notice requirements.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arnstalen.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Kopp.
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2025-05. It's an ordinance of the Township of Dennis, County of Cape May, State of New Jersey, adding a reference for accessory building height to all zoning districts, accessory buildings, marina districts regarding signs, non-conforming uses, structures, and adding design standards for the business district and recommendations of the master plan reexamination report. May we please have a motion to open for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-05, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. Seeing none, may we please have a motion to continue the public hearing to July 8th, 2025, to satisfy notice requirements.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arnstalen.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Kopp.
Yes.
Public hearing on ordinance 2025-06, ordinance of the Township of Dennis, County of Cape May, and State of New Jersey, adding new subsection containing conditional use requirements for wireless telecommunication facilities as recommended in the master plan reexamination report. May we please have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-06, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. Seeing none, may we please have a motion to continue the public hearing to July 8th, 2025 to satisfy noticing requirements?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arnstalen.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Kopp.
Yes.
And lastly, public hearing ordinance on 2025-07, ordinance of the Township of Dennis, County of Cape May, and State of New Jersey, repealing Article 7, Performance Guarantee Inspection Certificate of Occupancy in its entirety, and adding Section 165-42, and adding 165-43 as recommended in the Master Plan Reexamination Report. May we please have a motion to open the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-07, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. Seeing none, may we please have a motion to continue public hearing to July 8th, 2025 to satisfy notice requirements.
Motion.
Second.
May we please have a motion?
Mr. Van Arsdale.
I'm sorry, Jackie.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Cox.
Yes.
You're stealing my
phone. Yeah, sorry about that. We have a motion to pay the bills.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdale.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Cox.
Yes.
Administrative reports.
Mike, got anything?
Just a couple things. Mark Blauer sent over a letter from the DCA. Township received $332,000 for the fitness and walking path at the rec center. So
fantastic.
It's a similar grant. We've had several projects with Chestnut Street Park and then the playgrounds. So we'll put together a proposal, send that over to Jess, and we can get that started. So, and obviously we'll meet at some point and go over. I'm going to take care of the existing path. I think there's a couple other sections that need to connect, the pavilions and I think the tennis court. So we'll coordinate all that and get that going. I put a call into South State. They have the capital improvement project. They had a tentative start date of sometime around this week. I haven't received a schedule, so once I hear something, I'll update the township on that. But you know, they should be starting hopefully within the next week or so.
Maybe the rain pushed it back a little bit.
Yeah, that was the thing too. This past May has been really challenging. I'm sure pushed back some construction schedules. So yeah. That's a good point. So.
That's it. Great job, you and Mark, on the grant for the idea. It's fantastic.
Sure.
Anything, Jess?
Yeah, a couple things. I had a meeting yesterday with Comcast. As you guys know, they reached out to us about the broadband expansion project. So this was a federal grant that was done under the Biden administration. It's $269 million is going to the state of New Jersey. $169 million of that is going through this like bid process for like Verizon and Comcast and other utilities to bid on different areas for anybody that is either underserved or currently unserved. The other $100 million, I don't know what the state's planning on doing with, but we'll see. So this is like for universal connectivity and gaps in the network. Now, the deadline was originally June 19th. That's why Comcast reached out to us and asked for this urgent meeting. That deadline has since been pushed. Apparently now the Trump administration is reworking the guidelines for this grant and will submit it back out and give us a new deadline. They expect the regulations to be a little bit stricter. According to the state of New Jersey, in Dennis Township, we have 141 underserved or unserved, 69 underserved, 72 unserved. Comcast says that they only have 80
Communities? Is that communities?
What was that?
Is that communities or towns? Is that what they're talking about?
No, they're talking about how many households in Dennis Township are either underserved or currently unserved. So Comcast says 80, the state saying 141. Comcast, and one of the questions Scott had wanted me to ask when we're going into this meeting, is in Dennis Township, we're kind of a unique situation where a lot of our underserved areas are what Comcast calls long drops, where people live so far off the road that it's not cost effective for residents to have Comcast come down their driveway to get internet when something like Starlink or another satellite provider is available. So I think that the state of New Jersey may be including that in their 141, and Comcast doesn't include it, where Comcast says that if Comcast runs past your house,
you're
considered served, even if you're not connected to it. Where I think the state of New Jersey is saying anybody not connected is on the list. So there's a little bit of discrepancy there. Comcast is not sure if long drops are currently included in this project. They said that they will answer that question for us after they get the new guidelines because it could change. But I'm guessing because of that discrepancy in number that chances are long drops are being included. The way this works is the utility bids on it. Says, you know, we can do, all 141 properties in Dennis Township for this amount of money. Comcast, Verizon, anybody else can bid on it. And then whoever has the lowest bid, or I don't know if they're even basing it just on lowest bid, but whoever wins the bid, the government covers 75% of it. The utility then covers 25% of it. I asked if that 25% then comes back to the user, who's Comcast then going to charge the user to be hooked up to it. He said, great question, so I'm assuming he doesn't know the answer to that yet.
Or he doesn't want to tell him the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it'll be two rounds of bids where you bid once, the state of New Jersey compiles everything, awards, and then comes back to these vendors and pretty much says, look, like nobody looked at this area or this one's missing or can you figure out something for it, and then it'll be second round. And then the state submits to the federal government. Federal government then approves and then it trickles back down. So that's where we're at with that. I think one of the biggest roads, Horse and Tavern Road, I guess, has a lot of,
oh, really?
That had our most, that was the most homes unserved, Horse and Tavern
Road.
Any sense that Verizon is going to bid on this too?
So
for our community?
Comcast doesn't run their own lines. Verizon does. So Verizon, chances are they can do it cheaper. It's whether they want to do it or it's already close to where they're doing. You know what I mean? Because Comcast does the majority of our town. We really only have Verizon. I think it's Dennisville Road is our only road right now.
I think I was told one time they had it along Route 9.
Maybe along Route 9. So these major roads Verizon's starting to, I don't know if this will take this as an opportunity to branch out off of what they currently have. I don't know that.
Yes.
Comcast seems to think that if Verizon's interested, they're going to be able to bid a lower number than Comcast because Comcast is calling Verizon to do their lines. I asked about the, what's the, you know, chances of like a startup company coming in saying, you know, seeing big dollars and thinking that they can do this and then us getting stuck with something, and he said, you know, that won't happen. Like, there's nobody that can really make, besides Comcast and Verizon, that's all we're really going to see.
Okay.
So once that becomes available again, I'm guessing they're going to want to have another meeting, and I'll update you again, but I wanted to just give you that information.
All right, thank you.
I also have, tomorrow I am putting out a press release. We have 200 free inkless child ID kits. They'll be made available to local families through a collaborative safety effort between us, the National Child ID Program, National Night Out, and with the grantors, AT&T and Johnson & Johnson. These free kits will be distributed during various community events, including our National Night Out event, scheduled for August 5th at the Dennis Township Recreation Center. Mayor Matalucci urges our residents to attend National Night Out and pick up one of these free kits, saying that these kits give families immediate access to vital identifying information that during an emergency can save investigators hours and help bring children home faster. The kits are completed and stored by parents at home, so no information is shared or entered into any database. So privacy remains fully in the hands of each family. I'm sure you guys did them as kids, fingerprinting. They now have a DNA portion of it where you can collect DNA and have that as well in case of an emergency. So,
okay.
And that was no cost to us. We just had to pay shipping on it. So we're getting 200 kits, I think, for like $40.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, any general public comments for tonight?
Motion to accept the...
I apologize. Motion to accept the administrative reports?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Vanorsam?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Kopp?
Yes.
Any general public comments? No? Okay. Committee comments, Tommy?
Couple things. First off, thank you to everybody who signed the card and sent it to my family about my grandmother. I got that in the mail, so thank all of you guys in the township that sent that. Next thing, baseball and softball is coming to an end. Congratulations to the DT Thunder. They are our major softball girls. They won the championship. The two major boys teams, we both went out in the second round of the playoffs, and middle won major boys last night. Everything else is done baseball-wise. I feel like the championships are all done. And
Carson's
instructional. The little guys have instructional playoffs and stuff, which is kind of crazy that they're doing instructional playoffs with Coach Pitch, but
I think they called it a round robin or something.
Yeah, that's fine. Summer basketball, football signups are open. Summer basketball is already ready to roll. Christina has the teams made and everything. And summer camp starts in 2 weeks. So we are rolling. And since we will not be here next week, congrats to all the graduates that will be graduating in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a couple crazy weeks around
town for some of us. Got the big eighth graders getting myself, Mr. Cox, and the mayor have eighth graders graduating next week.
And Monica.
Oh, we have four eighth graders. So
be the big dance tomorrow night.
Exciting time.
The place to be is Abbey Holmes.
So that is all I have.
Thank you. Matt?
Congratulations, everybody's graduating, and the basketball team. And that's it.
That's all we got. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I echo the same comments. Congratulations to both all the eighth graders that are graduating, high school kids from Dennis, and fantastic job by our third and fourth grade basketball team. And everybody have a happy and safe summer. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you.